Mitchell, who lays it up and in.
You got to hold on to it. Ooh. Tough one.
Tied at 14 with 9:10 left in the first half. Carter Gilmore throwing to Tanjay outside left for Wisconsin. Feeds Crowell. Wraps it to Blackwell. Curls off the right wing. Sends it to Gilmore. Fakes the three. Leaves it for Kamari McGee outside left. Now to Crowell for three. Left of the circle. Money.
Big one. Big time three there by Big Stevie.
Out of Eagan, Minnesota, Stephen Crowell with five. 17-14 Wisconsin. 8:43 left in the half. Patterson outside left as Kamari McGee defends. Patterson right-hand dribble. He'll throw it to Odekali between the circles. Flips to Frank Mitchell. Mitchell at the top of the arc. Return pass Odekali off the Mitchell screen. Odekali backs into the lane. Pivots. Tanjay holds his turf. A throwback out to Patterson. Shot clock is at six. Makai Patterson contested three right of the circle, and it spins out. No good. Tanjay the rebound. John up the floor for Wisconsin. Cross court to Blackwell. Left of the circle. He'll drive by Patterson. He got fouled by Makai Patterson. Nothing he could do there as Blackwell was able to take him off the dribble, and Patterson just reaching out to grab a little jersey.
Yeah, and it was early, and it's on the floor here as well. But that talked about pushing pace. That's a great example of pushing pace.
Yep.
Get the stop and go. When Minnesota's been loaded defensively, they've been pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
When they haven't, you've been able to kind of see the spread opportunities that have been there.
Kai Patterson sits down with a second foul. Nolan Winter back in there. Throws to Gilmore. Feeds Jack Janicki back on the floor for the Badgers. Wisconsin leads 17-14. 8:05 left in the first half. Tanjay left wing. Sizes up Frank Mitchell. Blows off the left wing. One pump. Feeds Blackwell. Three shot right corner. Off the rim. No good. Janicki the offensive rebound. Takes it to the corner. Lets it fly. Missed it short. Rebound. Dawson Garcia of Minnesota. 7:50 left in the half. Still 17-14 Wisconsin. Mike Mitchell for the Gophers. Shakes in the right wing. Throws to Frank Mitchell. Knocked away by Janicki. It's loose, and Janicki comes up with it. Long bounce to Tanjay. To the rim. Goes up. Knocked away by Odekali. Hustling back defensively. It goes out of bounds to Wisconsin at the under eight media timeout. So some good hustle at both ends of the floor here defensively. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are proud partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Get the seeds you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. 7:35 left of the first half. Wisconsin 17, Minnesota 14. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Haller House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Haller House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 Americans are sick of the divisions in our country? But there's one small step we can take to remember that we're still connected. All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Horsepower to amplify your willpower, capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard and built for tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford store today. 7:35 left in the first half. 17-14, Wisconsin leading Minnesota. Butchie, looking at a lot of things. We've talked about, you know, the Gophers doing some different things defensively. Wisconsin trying to push it more. We're sitting here with 7:35 left in the half, no free throw attempts.
Well, and then talked about it earlier, right? John Tanjay over the last, you know, three games from three is 4 of 24. These are his last three games, 9 of 20, 4 of 10, 3 of 13, 10 of 10 for the free throw line, but only 10 attempts.
Yeah, yep.
The other thing that I'm seeing when this game is unfolding right now is 6 assists on 7 made shots. But that's only 7 made shots.
Yeah.
And to me, the ball is, when they're moving the ball against this Minnesota defense, they're getting the shot they want. The ball needs to move more.
Carter Gilmore throwing to Tanjay. He'll try a three, right side, good. There you go, John Tanjay. His second three-point hit, 20-14, Wisconsin. 7:22 left in the first half. Femi Odekali sets the offense for Minnesota. He'll flip to Dawson Garcia. Left foul line extended. The jumper away over Gilmore. Missed it short. Rebound, Janicki for Wisconsin. And the redshirt freshman out of White Bear Lake, Minnesota, to the front court against Mike Mitchell. A pass for Nolan Winter feeds Tanjay on the right wing. Tanjay against Asama. Gives it up to Nolan Winter against big Frank Mitchell. They work to Tanjay. Along the perimeter they go. Gilmore a pass for Blackwell. He'll send to Winter, top of the circle. Angles it to Janicki. Off the right wing. Jump stop in the lane. Darts a pass to Blackwell. Slashing to the rim. Lost the handle. Turnover, Wisconsin. Here comes Mitchell. Stumbling, regains his balance. Brings the ball beyond the timeline. Front court left against Janicki. Badgers up 6 with 6:35 left in the first half. Odekali high on the right. Feeds Asaba top of the circle. Rotates to Garcia. Dribbles right lane line. Bounces to Frank Mitchell. Right block. Turns inside on Winter and scores. Mitchell with 4. Gophers within 4. Blackwell the other way. Drives by Asaba. Left of the lane to the rim. Layup good. It counts in a foul. That's getting work done right away, as it's an and one for John Blackwell, as he will shoot the team's first free throw of the game.
And 9 early points for John Blackwell. Why does he have 9? It's very simple. Right now, John Blackwell is the most aggressive player on the floor at every level, in transition, in half court, defensively, at every level.
That foul is on Isaac Asama, so he has 2. He has 2. Patterson has 2. Parker Fox has 2.
And
free throw is good.
Yeah, and that's a weakness for Minnesota. They foul a bunch.
23-16, Wisconsin. 6:10 left of the first half. Asama high on the right, feeds over to Cali, and a whistle in the lane. And a foul called here. It's going to go
it's
against
on X. And, yep. And X is going against Dawson Garcia. Tough matchup. But the ball was nowhere near where the battle happened. X needed a Maisie, but he just needed to jump off the ball.
Yep.
Right? Like, ball, you, man. As simple as that is, that's where X needed to be, and he wouldn't have got a foul.
Yeah, that's the definition of a cheap one right there. Inbounds pass, Odekali into Mike Mitchell, baseline right. Feeds Frank Mitchell, bobbles, gathers as he tipped it to Lakai Patterson. His pass deflected, gets to Mike Mitchell, back out to Patterson, left wing. Patterson dribbles off the wing, in the lane, one pump, two pumps, leans in, fires, miss, tip, yes. 23-18, Wisconsin, 5:48 left in the first half. Jack Janicki, a bucket, but Mitchell, by the way, and X throws one away in the lane. Turnover, Wisconsin. Here comes Patterson up the floor. Stops right elbow, and he'll shoot it. Missed it. Rebound, Tanjay for Wisconsin. Badgers up 5, 5.5 minutes left in the first half. Tanjay loops it into Nolan Winter, posting on Patterson, and then Winter dribbled it off his foot and out of bounds.
9 turnovers.
Man, and he had the matchup you want there against the guard, Lakai Patterson, and then Nolan rushing a bit. Kamari McGee coming back in to replace Jack Janicki. 23-18, Minnesota with 5:20 left till halftime. Mike Mitchell walks it up, bounces to Odekali on the right wing. Tanjay defends. Odekali kills the dribble. Sends it to Mitchell. High on the right. Mike Mitchell against John Blackwell. Blackwell trying to get into him. Shot clock at 10. Dawson Garcia against Xavier Amos. A handoff to Patterson. 7 to shoot. Patterson high on the right. Down to 4 on the shot clock. Odekali with 2. With 1. 1 pump. 14-footer in the lane. Rimming no. Rebound Blackwell for Wisconsin. Up ahead is John. He gets fouled at the midstripe by Mike Mitchell. And that will send the Badgers to the line for a 1-1.
And it's because John Blackwell is just being ultra-aggressive right now. And thankfully, because that's been it.
Yeah, you're right.
That's been it.
4:50 left in the half, 23-18 Wisconsin. It's Blackwell, an 80% free throw shooter at the line for the 1-1, and he will earn the bonus.
And you can tell with only one free throw attempt, this is now the second and third, will be the second and third free throw attempts, but that's it with 4:50 left.
Badgers remain the nation's best free throw shooting team, better than 83%. It remains a record pace of college basketball as Blackwell hits both free throws, 25-18 Wisconsin with 4:45 left till halftime. Badgers are in the bonus. They've committed just two fouls, and now play has stopped as Femi Odekali is favoring his right leg, so the officials stop play. And we owe you a station ID here. We realize that. We'll get it to you. Mike Mitchell sideline right. Will inbound to Odekali. Here's off to Frank Mitchell. Now it's Patterson outside left. Odekali top of the circle. Took a look. One pump. Gives off to Mike Mitchell. 10 to shoot. Mike Mitchell feeds Odekali. Open three on the left side. Bangs off the rim. No good. Rebound. Nolan Winter for Wisconsin. Outlet to Blackwell. Long pass. Amos. What a pass. And Amos inside missed the chippy. And it goes the other way to Dawson Garcia. Leaves it for Mike Mitchell. Tries a three. Good.
You knew it was going in.
Of course.
It's the way it goes.
25-21 Wisconsin. 4:07 left in the first half. Here's Tanjay on the right side for the Badgers. Driving baseline right. Hanging up around Patterson. Good. Tanjay with a 27-21 Wisconsin.
Love to see the aggressive attack there, Matt. Like, that's what they need to do more of.
3:48 left of the break. Badgers up six. Patterson outside left. He'll flip to Mike Mitchell on the left wing. Starts to penetrate. Now pulls it back out front. Throwing to Patterson. Eight to shoot. Patterson isolated on Tanjay. Patterson in the lane, low on the left. Wanted to reverse it. Now pivots again. Low on the left shot. No chance. Mitchell the rebound. And he gets fouled of the play. We'll have the under four media timeout. Before we throw to a commercial break, though, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
And foul is on John Tanjay, his first team's third. The unexpected happens every day. When it does, head to Kohl's and Kohl's.com for everything your family needs. Kohl's, where families come first. Now to the commercial break. 3:27 left till halftime. Wisconsin 27, Minnesota 21. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Jerry?
Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think? Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp. Stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
It's Truck Month with the Ford crew.
Sam, do you know what these trucks have in common?
They're all Ford trucks.
And
they're built Ford tough?
Also true, but specifically they're Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 48 years.
48 years? We should celebrate a month-long event.
Sam.
A truckload of value.
Sam.
Across the entire lineup of Ford trucks.
Sam.
That's called Truck Month already, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I knew it.
Based on 1977 to 2024 CY Industry Report and total sales.
Badger Extra is the best website and mobile app for everything Badger sports from the experts at the State Journal. Go to badgerextra.com or search your app store today. 3:27 left in the first half at Williams Arena. Wisconsin 27, Minnesota 21.
9 turnovers, 7 assists. 7 assists on 10 made shots. They had 7 assists on 8 made shots. Again, ball defensively, part of it's what Minnesota's doing. They're sinking one. They're switching all that action. They're putting one in the paint pretty much all the time. But when it's a rip-and-go situation, we saw John Tanji with the last possession, rip-and-go right to the basket, that's when you can beat that initial defense. And we're not seeing enough of the rip-and-goes right now.
Paint points 12-8 in favor of Wisconsin. Frank Mitchell, 11 of 23 at the foul line this season. He will shoot 2. He has 6 points in the first half, and it stays that way. Too long with the first throw. He had 8 points and 9 boards in their win at Nebraska. He averages 4.5 points, 4 boards a game. 6'8", 260-pound junior from Toronto. Second free throw is good.
Well, it was really a big reason they got that USC win. I mean, 15 and 12, it brought the energy, just did some really good things. And that kind of started that West Coast swing for him.
He comes out. Parker Fox is in. 27-22 Wisconsin. Kamari McGee throwing to Stephen Crowell. Right of the circle against Garcia. Bounces to Tanjay. Moving in on Brennan Rigsby. Tried to reverse it. Ball knocked away, but Gilmore is there. Mid-post left. Gilly needs some help. Little double team there. Gets it out of there to McGee at the midcourt logo. Shot clock at 8. McGee rocks the dribble. Leaves it for Blackwell. 5 to shoot. Blackwell in the lane, and he gets bumped before the shot. So it'll be a 1-1. Looked like Odekali got him. And for Femi Odekali, that'll be his first of the team's 8th. 3:02 left in the half, 27-22, Wisconsin.
Man, I know I've harped on it a lot, just being aggressive, the rip, the goes, all those little things. But John Blackwell sitting here with 12 points, now 2 free throw attempts, made the first one here. He's been the only guy to do that.
He's the one, yep.
Right? Like, and because of that, now Wisconsin's got a 6-point lead. But he's also, that's why he's having so much success, because the defense that Minnesota's playing, that's what you have to do against it.
And he just drains the second free throw. So Blackwell, 5 out of 5 at the foul line. He has 13 points in the half, 29-22 Wisconsin. 2:55 remaining in the first half of play. Parker Fox, top of the circle, throwing to Mike Mitchell, high on the left. Mitchell, right-hand dribble, top of the arc. Angles it to Odekali on the right wing. Tanjay defending. Odekali gives it up to Rigsby. Hooks it over to Garcia, right of the lane. Backing on Gilmore. Garcia kick out. Rigsby fakes the 3. Rhythm dribble. Takes a 3. Top of the key. Good. Brennan Rigsby, who was 5 of 6 from distance against Nebraska. He's still less than 30% from 3 for the season. 29-25 Wisconsin. 2:22 left in the first half. Tanjay on the right side for Wisconsin. Picked up on the switch by Garcia. Now Gilmore with a shot fake. Boxes on him. Tanjay loops it. Inside, Crowell will catch. Mid post right. Odekali tapped it away, but Tanjay is there. 7 to shoot. Tanjay against Garcia. Tanjay left hand dribble down the lane, scooped it up. Left hand good off the window.
And what was he doing? Dribble drive. Like, they're trying to take away the 3. Dribble drive there, you get layups.
31-25 Wisconsin with a minute 55 left in the half. Mike Mitchell out front. He'll throw to Odekali. Wide open 3, left wing. Air ball caught by Crowell.
Yeah, that's a KYP assignment right there. He's not a 3-point shooter. Wisconsin's done a great job of sagging off of him.
31% coming into the game. Blackwell off the right wing, and he got tied up. They get a dunk. They'll have a held ball. A held ball possession arrow going the other
going
way
to Minnesota.
Here. Yep.
And the reason this is a jump ball is because John Blackwell pushed off a little bit. There's a lot of contact. They let it go, and they call a jump ball.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. I mean, by the way you're supposed to officiate that, you probably should have called an offensive foul on John Blackwell first.
So yeah, definitely.
Wisconsin's it's a win there.
Yes, lesser of the evils.
Yes.
Went down a little awkwardly, but he's fine. Blackwell playing on. Here's Odekali at the top of the circle. He's Mike Mitchell. Steps back, 16-footer, short rebound. Tanjay for Wisconsin, 1:25 left of the break. 31-25 Wisconsin. Tanjay on the left wing against Femi Odekali. Bounce pass Gilmore. Refeeds Tanjay. Throwing to Crowell. Wraps it right wing for McGee. Floats a pass to Gilmore. Lobs it inside. Crowell catches low on the right. Layup. Missed it. Rebound knocked out of bounds. And luckily the Badgers keep it. So they've missed a couple of no-footers. We saw this on Sunday in East Lansing.
5 of 10 on layups for Wisconsin.
Yeah. And they were about 10 of 20 on Sunday. 1:09 left in the half. Inbounds pass to Blackwell. Badgers lead by 6. Blackwell on the right wing. Floats it to Crowell. Back to Blackwell for three, right of the circle. Rattles out, no good, and a foul called inside. They're going to get Tanjay, I believe, trying to crash the glass. That'll be two on John. So he'll sit for the rest of the half. 59.6 seconds left in it. 31-25 Wisconsin. And now Ben Johnson will take the use it or lose it timeout. So 31-25 Wisconsin with 59.6 seconds left in the half. That was just team foul number four against Wisconsin. The Badgers are 11 of 25 from the field, 4 of 11 from deep. But part of that story is, we mentioned it, Brian, the 9 turnovers. They're fortunate that points off turnovers is close, 9-8 in favor of Minnesota.
A lot of those turnovers have not been live ball turnovers, yep, that have led to layups, which has been really good. But overall, 9, way too many. I mean, this is a group, when you look at what they do and how they're able to play off of it, I mean, they average 9.8 in Big Ten play.
John Blackwell with 14 first half points. John Tanjay with 10. Frank Mitchell pacing the Gophers with 7. Dawson Garcia with just 3 here so far. But it's notable on Saturday in Lincoln, he had 9 points in that game, about 10 below his average. And the Gophers found a way to win against the Huskers. Bringing it up the floor is Femi Odekali. Walks it through the center circle. Blackwell waits for him at the top of the arc. Odekali rocks the dribble. Whips to a cutting Rigsby in the lane to the rim. Slam dunk. Wow.
Defensive breakdown. I mean, it was a defensive breakdown. There was a ball screen action, and Big Steve didn't show enough, and Kamara didn't trail hard enough.
31-27 Wisconsin, 32 seconds left in the half. Janicki out front, throwing to Blackwell on the left wing, loops it into Crowell, left of the lane against Brendan Rigsby. Crowell turns left block and will score. Again, the size advantage to Stevie over the 6'3 Rigsby. 33-27 Wisconsin, shot clock dark, 15 seconds left in the half. Odekali set it up for a final shot, down to 9 seconds. Odekali off the Parker Fox screen, throwing to Garcia against Gilmore. Almost lost it, knocked away. Coming up with it is Blackwell. Badgers wanted a timeout, it's loose. And now Crowell picks it up, but the clock hits 0 as the Gophers unable to get off a shot. And the Badgers will take a 6-point lead into the locker room at the break. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. At the half, at the barn, Wisconsin 33, Minnesota 27. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? All 3, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Halftime at Williams Arena. Wisconsin leads Minnesota 33-27. John Blackwell with 14 points. John Tanjay has 10. Frank Mitchell, 7 points, 4 rebounds for the Gophers. But the Badgers aren't turning it over. They're getting things done, nearly 50% for the field in the first half at 12 of 26, but 9 miscues hampering Wisconsin through the first half of play. At the break, Badgers 33, Gophers 27. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Back in a couple. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Nope. Oh. Well, case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hey, Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
How do you replace a legend? Well, the short answer is you don't. A legend comes along once in a lifetime, if you're lucky. At Usinger's, we feel fortunate to have been part of Bob Uecker's life for the last 30 years. Uecker wasn't much of a hitter, just 200 lifetime. But man, could he pitch. Sausage, that is, not baseballs. He was so good, he earned a spot in the Wisconsin Meat Industry Hall of Fame for pitching Usinger's products. Summer just won't be the same without you, buddy. Thank you, Mr. Baseball. You are the GOAT.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring registered nurses with a starting pay of $41 per hour to provide essential health care to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
It's time for a halftime conversation as we catch up with Badgers Director of Player Development, Greg Steensma. In a conversation I had recently with Nolan Winter, he talked about the great advice that Steamer gave him. I said, okay, give me an example of some of that great advice. And he said, he told me to keep shooting. Well, Greg said, yep, I did tell him that, and it seems to be working.
I think maybe that's kind of like the NBA side of it a little bit, like it's a make and miss league, and that's, you know, kind of the simplified version at times of like what we kind of hanging on. But I mean, I kind of tell him like, hey, I have this crazy concept for you, that like shoot it when you're open. And there's been some nights where he's been open a lot. And so, because we, like I said, like this offense and the way it plays, our style of play, like we're going to live with the result. Like even a couple misses, I'm good with that. Like I've tried to be supportive of these guys a few times. Like, you know what the best part about like starting 1 for 5 is being, you know, 5 for 8 or 5 for 9 or whatever it is. Like those next few just got to rattle off and without hesitating about the first few. You know, as a player, I didn't have any part of that, so I've had to learn that from other guys and guys much more talented and skilled than I was. But it's just one of those things. Like confidence has always been a powerful tool for me, and so if I can influence a little bit into these guys, sometimes that's all it takes.
We'll have more of our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
In Wisconsin's Supreme Court election, your family's safety is on the line. Just ask retired Wisconsin police officer Mike Walter.
As a police officer trying to put away violent criminals, you deal with two kinds of prosecutors. Guys like Brad Schimmel, who gave big plea deals to rapists, domestic abusers, and even a man caught with child pornography. And someone like Susan Crawford, who made sure rapists, murderers, and abusers were behind bars so victims could get justice.
That's Susan Crawford, the former prosecutor who took violent criminals off our streets and the judge who kept them in jail. Take it from a cop.
When I walk in a courtroom, I want Judge Susan Crawford, and now we need her on the Supreme Court.
The truth is, extreme Brad Schimmel won't keep Wisconsin families safe. We need Susan Crawford, the common sense judge. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. Crawford for WI.com.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
We continue with our halftime conversation with Badgers Director of Player Development, Greg Steensma. Well, a lot's been made of the Badgers' evolution on offense, scoring 80 points a game on average. Some suggested there are NBA concepts into what Wisconsin does. Yeah, that's true. But as Steamer says, it's really more of a worldwide brand of basketball that the Badgers are implementing.
I would say, honestly, the 3-to-1 turnover ratio. You know, coming out of high school, that was like just a constant thing. Like, you know, my turnover to assist ratio was always good. And as well as my shot. But, you know, when I got here and I transferred in here, and it, you know, it took me some time to adjust to, you know, the physicality and the speed of the game. But once I got that down, like, that was the main thing that Coach Gar always harped on was it was my shot, but it was also, you know, taking care of the ball. So, you know, I really take pride in doing that. And it's good to see that it's finally paying off.
Yeah, it's paying off in a big way. Like I said, more people need to talk about that with your game this season. You hear coaches a lot, and you've already touched on it, where the game slows down a little bit. So you really feel like that's been something that's helped you out here, dude?
Oh, 100%.
Obviously, a little technical issue there. We'll go ahead and say that's the end of our halftime conversation. Stay with us. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Forgiveness Education, a concept developed by Dr. Bob Enright at the UW-Madison more than three decades ago. He has developed curriculum to teach forgiveness to students K through 12. Course materials have been used in Northern Ireland, in inner-city U.S. schools, and in Africa, with measurable success in the reduction of anger and a commitment to choosing forgiveness rather than hurt, anger, and resentment. If you're an educator, please investigate Forgiveness Education at internationalforgiveness.com.
What if high schools could totally rethink high school? What if we told you that some already have? Imagine high school, where the love of teaching and the love of learning are colliding, where students are learning math and history and art and physics, graduating ready for college, for careers they care about, and life. What if we told you that right now, the powerful change we're seeing in high schools across the country is possible in your neighborhood too? Don't believe it? Watch now at rethinkhighschool.org.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Badgers lead the Gophers at the half, 33-27. Let's check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin, 12 of 26 from the field, 4 of 11 from the arc, 5 of 5 at the foul line. All of those free throws coming from John Blackwell. Minnesota, 10 of 26 from the floor, 4 of 10 from deep, 3 of 4 from the foul line. Wisconsin, a plus 6 on the glass, but 9 turnovers for Wisconsin compared to 8 assists six dimes and a like number of turnovers for Minnesota. Points in the paint, 16-10 in favor of the Badgers. Fast break points few and far between, three apiece here in the first half of play. Wisconsin leads Minnesota at halftime, 33-27. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. Stay with us. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
At 33-27, Wisconsin leads Minnesota. Choppy half, but up six.
Up six, and here's the thing, choppy half, but only four Badgers to score. You got 10 from John Tanjay, 14 from John Block. Like, we've talked so much about what with this team, the depth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right?
And normally we've had some guys that have been able to step up and do some different things. That first half, choppy, you didn't get that. You did have great play by John Blackwell, 4 of 10. But I think in general, when this team is aggressive, it creates shots for everybody else. Mm-hmm. We didn't necessarily see that all the time. And I think that's why you're sitting here at a 6-point game. Right now, the pace of where this game is being played favors Minnesota. Doesn't mean that Wisconsin's not going to find a way to win in this kind of pace. I think they're built to win fast, slow, whatever it is. But it's favoring Minnesota right now.
Yeah, it is. You mentioned the stats when the Gophers that can win games in the 60s. You know, on the flip side, going back to last season, Wisconsin's 30-1 or 31-1 when holding opponents to 70 or fewer. But let's be honest, those are a lot of like 82-65 kind of games. Minnesota's got to keep this thing down to have its best chance because it only averages 68 points a game. So that's the path for Minnesota to win here tonight.
And Minnesota has, you know, has a 6-point game here, and Dawes Garcia has four.
Yeah.
Not 4 points, four shot attempts.
Yep.
That's the crazy part. And that came the
first shot.
Possession of the game.
That's right.
That's his only bucket. So that's something to watch early here in this second half. How does Wisconsin continue to guard with bodies on Dawes Garcia, knowing that he's going to want to keep, you know, get going? Now, obviously, that Nebraska game that they won, he only had 9 points, like you said, early in this game. So they could still win without Dawson scoring. I don't think they have enough to beat Wisconsin if he doesn't start scoring a little bit more, though.
So we'll see if Wisconsin can, A, protect the basketball better, and then do all the other things after that. So original starting five for Wisconsin: McGee, Blackwell, Tanjay, Crowell, and Winsor. If you're just checking us out, Max Klesmann remains out. That lower body injury. Without the boots here for the last couple of days, but still holding them out here for tonight. So Kamari McGee getting the starts. And the Badgers will have the first possession of the second half and will be moving away from us. Our vantage point up here in the corner, moving away and to our left. And the second half is underway as Kamari McGee brings it up the floor against Mike Mitchell. Now Blackwell high on the left. John at the top of the arc. Out to Tanjay, left wing. Looped it into Crowell, left of the lane. Gets double, trying to get out of there, and he got fouled right before he dribbled it off his leg. He had Mike Mitchell, and Femi Odekali doubling him, and the foul is on Mike Mitchell, and that's his second.
And that really is a weakness of Minnesota. One of the things, they had a great trap down there. Was no need to foul, but both players reached in.
McGee baseline left, full inbound. And a quick hitter to Nolan Winter, and he will score it and is fouled in the process. Well, we've seen that a few times on those baseline out-of-bounds plays.
And we have Purdue, Michigan State. And why that happens, because they're bringing the shooter to the corner, John Tanji. There's a show by the big. Nolan does a good job of reading, flashes right to the front of the rim when that big slides out.
Winter makes the free throw. The foul is on Parker Fox, who stays in the game. That is his third foul. 36-27, Wisconsin, opening minute of the second half. As the Badgers match their longest lead here of the game. Here's Otakali, foul line jumper, short rebound. Garcia darts it out to Otakali. Left elbow, bounce pass to Dawson Garcia. Baseline left against Nolan Winter, moving in, spinning, and he gets fouled by Winter. Left of the lane, that'll be the first on Nolan, first on Wisconsin in the second half. Otakali, baseline left, will be inbounding. They'll throw it into Garcia. He is with Winter, moving in on him. Garcia, left block, goes up, rattles out, tipped up Otakali, no, and it's pulled away by Blackwell. There's John up the right side for Wisconsin. Blackwell against Garcia, goes through the lane, right to left. A pass for Winter up top. Wraps it to Tanjay at the right point. Tanjay, a couple of dribbles out high, sends to Winter. He'll flip to McGee, outside left. Nothing inside. Darts a pass to Crowell, top of the arc. Angles to Blackwell, right corner. Garcia out on Blackwell, five to shoot. Here's John, off the wing, spinning, shooting, missing, rebound. Knocked out of bounds, last touch by Lakai Patterson. And the Badgers get 20 on the shot clock.
Well, that's just an area that Minnesota has gotten better at than last year, but rebounding the basketball. They're 11th at Big Ten, and Wisconsin's got some extra opportunities off of it.
Damari again. McGee, inbounds pass, Nolan Winter, and he'll score it low on the right as he flashed wide open. 38-27, Wisconsin, not quite a minute and a half into the second half.
It was a box set. It was a good screen, and Minnesota just didn't guard it.
Otakali outside right. Throwing to Parker Fox. He'll give it up to Mike Mitchell. Long two on the way, and that's off the left side iron. No good. Crowell the rebound. Badgers with the first 5 points of the second half. Here's John Tanje throwing to Crowell right of the circle. Flips it back to Nolan Winter, left of the wheel. Gives it up to Blackwell. Blackwell sends to Crowell. Refeeds Blackwell left of the wheel to the line down the lane. Blackwell plays through the contact, throws it up. No good. Rebound tip to Mike Mitchell of Minnesota. Mitchell brings it up the floor, taps the brakes. He'll go cross-court to Otakali, feeds Parker Fox. Baseline left, drives a first layup, is good for Parker Fox.
And I thought he got away with the traveler. I really did.
Yeah, I was waiting
Parker
for
Fox, it. You know, shuffled him.
His first points of the night, 38-29, Wisconsin. 2:15 gone, second half. The ball is Kamari McGee, feeds Stephen Crowell, right of the circle, gives it to Tanjay, loops to Crowell. Inside feed, Blackwell catches, low on the left, out the Winter, open three, straight on, short. Long rebound, Tanjay. Second chance, Wisconsin. Tanjay for three. That's off the rim, no good. Crowell fighting for the rebound, but he is called for the foul. Oh, he's not real happy. He's got to be careful, a little animated there from Stevie.
And I was going to say this two possessions ago. There was blood in the water.
Yep.
You had an opportunity to really extend this lead. And you just haven't taken advantage of it. You give up the layup on one end, a quick three there by John. John can get that three at any point. Working around, Minnesota want, like, you can get some good stuff.
Gilmore in for Crowell. Frank Mitchell in for Parker Fox. With the ball is Otakali outside right, 38-29 Wisconsin, 17-10 remaining. Otakali left of the circle, he'll take the three. Bangs off the rim, no good. Winter fighting for the rebound, knocked out of bounds, last touch by Minnesota.
And good defensive principles by Wisconsin against Femi Otakali. Like, that's exactly what you want. You want to be able to go under that. He's only shooting it at 31% from three.
Mari McGee with a pass for Carter Gilmore. Outside left, leads it for Blackwell, top of the circle, high screen Winter. A throwback to Gilmore, flips to Tanjay on the left wing, goes inside to Nolan Winter. Mid post left, and a reach in foul on Femi Otakali of Minnesota. That'll be his second, and the Gophers third of the
I
half.
I think it's just out of bounds.
Oh, just out of bounds?
Of bounds. Yep. No foul, just out of bounds.
Okay. So keep him at one foul. 11 on the shot clock for Wisconsin. McGee, baseline left, will throw it in. And again, they flash Gilmore inside, throws it up, missed it, but a foul, as this time it was Carter Gilmore flashing to the rim, and Gilmore will get two free throws.
Execution, execution, execution. And just understanding how to make an end line out of bounds work for you. You play to your strengths. When they guard your strengths, now all of a sudden the counters are there. We've seen three counters on end line out of bounds. It hasn't been the initial action. It's been the counter actions where Wisconsin has been able to take advantage of.
Foul on Dawson Garcia, his first. Gilmore made the first free throw. Seconds on the way, and that's straight through. Isaac Asama comes in for Oda Cali. Jack Jadicki now subs in for John Blackwell. Lead back to 11 for Wisconsin at 40-29, 16:44 remaining. Badgers now 8 of 8 at the free throw line tonight. Frank Mitchell throwing to Asama, high on the right. Gives it up to Lakai Patterson. Now to Frank Mitchell. Back to Patterson. Knocked away. They'll get Tanjay for the foul, trying to pry it loose. And that's going to be three on Tanjay with 16:31 remaining.
And I didn't think there was a lot there. We are a little raised, so.
Tanjay will sit down for the time being with that third foul. Blackwell is in. He's in there with McGee, Janicki, Gilmore, and Winter. Sideline right, Asama, pass it, tended for Garcia, knocked away, but they're going to get a foul called on Carter Gilmore, it looks like. With that, Greg Gard loosens the tie a little bit more.
It does get, there's no question about that. It did get a little looser.
14 fouls on Wisconsin. Asama, baseline right, will throw it in. A bounce to Mike Mitchell. Baseline right, finds Garcia, pivots in the lane, up left hand, rattles out, no good. Frank Mitchell, the rebound, back up and in. Mitchell with 9 as he hits the offensive glass. 40-31, Wisconsin, 16:15 remaining. Nolan Winter throwing to Kamari McGee, left of the lane, takes it out to the wing, sends to Winter. Feeds Gilmore, a pass to Jack Janicki, out to Winter, left of the circle. Winter with one dribble, a handoff to Blackwell with 10 to shoot. Now Gilmore fakes the three. Puts it on the deck a couple of times. Kills the dribble. Finds Winter open three. Left side. Missed it short. Rebound to Minnesota. Here comes Lakai Patterson. On the run. Janicki is back. Inside feed Mitchell. Low on the left. Lays it up and in. Frank Mitchell with 11. The Gophers are within 7. 40-33, Wisconsin with 15:35 to play. Blackwell finds Gilmore left of the circle. And Janicki gets fouled on the left wing by Mike Mitchell. That'll be his third as we have the under-16 media timeout. Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, Lots and Lots of Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. And by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving, jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.com. Dot jobs. 15:33 to play. Wisconsin 40, Minnesota 33. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people. But anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
I'm Megan Wolf, nonpartisan administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Casting a ballot and knowing it counts is a basic right for every eligible Wisconsinite. Here are a few quick reminders. Only U.S. citizens can vote, and you must first register, whether voting in person or absentee. And voters with disabilities have the right to seek assistance. That's the law. For any questions on how to vote or to see if your registration is up to date, visit myvote.wi.gov. If we all work together, we all win on Election Day.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Wisconsin 40, Minnesota 33 with 15:33 remaining. Yeah, Brian, you mentioned it. Badgers got up 11 a couple times thinking they could punch this thing open. And then Minnesota has a little answer and now back within striking distance.
Well, yeah, and I just think it's one of those things that this is, there hasn't been great flow to this game. It's been herky-jerky. And I think part of that is just the nature of what this is. Both these teams have already played once, so there's a little bit of that. Now, I know the second half got away from Minnesota at the Kohl Center, but there's some familiarity to it, excuse me, to what they're trying to do and understand who they are. And I think that's the biggest thing with this is they know each other.
Here's John Blackwell driving right lane line out to Jack Janicki, high on the right. As the Gophers stopping penetration from Blackwell. Here's McGee on the left wing. Moves it up to Blackwell between the circles. Eight on the shot clock, high screen crowd. Blackwell rocks the dribble with five to shoot. Foul line jumper is off the rim short. Rebound to Frank Mitchell of Minnesota. And here comes Lakai Patterson up the right sideline. Kamari McGee is with him. Patterson on the right wing. Little stop and go through the lane, going right to left. Dribbles to the left wing against Carter Gilmore now. Brennan Rigsby back in the game. A pass for Asima. Is off to Patterson off the left wing, and he gets bumped once or twice. And that'll be the fifth team foul. John Blackwell gets his first personal. Mentioned the Badgers have won eight in a row in this series, but a lot of these games in that stretch have been close. There was a five-game stretch within this eight-game winning streak where the average margin of victory was about 3 points per game. Just the way it works in these rivalries sometimes. Inbounds pass to Frank Mitchell. Left of the lane, darts to Isaac Asima, dribbles off the right wing of the paint, goes up, blocked by Gilmore, and comes down to the into the hands of John Blackwell. Oh, what a play by Gilly inside for Wisconsin. Blackwell throwing to Crowd, top of the circle. A pass for Kamari McGee on the left wing. McGee off the wing, in the lane, pivots out to Gilly for three, left side. Back rim no good. Frank Mitchell the rebound. 14:30 remaining, 40-33 Wisconsin. Lakai Patterson off the Frank Mitchell screen. McGee goes under it. Patterson fires a three. Back rim no good. Rebound Blackwell. Up the left sideline of the front court comes John Blackwell throwing to Jack Janicki. Three feeds Blackwell left of the circle. The throw to Janicki, right of the wheel. Janicki. Left-hand dribble, finds the cutting. Blackwell to the rim, slam dunk. John Blackwell presented by Jack Janicki.
Great cut, too. Just understanding Minnesota was high up and loaded up, so cut back door.
42-33, Wisconsin, 13:55 remaining. Garcia outside left against Carter Gilmore. A handoff to Patterson. Baseline left and knocked away by Gilmore and out of bounds. Xavier Amos will come in for Wisconsin now. Saw him a little bit in the first half. He is in for Gilmore. Amos had 6 minutes to run in the first half of play. 13:47 remaining, 42-33 Wisconsin. Isaac Asima, baseline left, will inbound. Up and inside to throw out to Rigsby. Dribbles in the lane. The runner, back iron no good. Rebound tip to Rigsby. Tries again, left of the lane. Missed that. Rebound Blackwell for Wisconsin.
And Minnesota's missed a lot of layups this second half as well.
Here's Blackwell driving left of the lane against Asima. Got tied up and fouled by Isaac Asima. And that will be his third. And Blackwell will get a couple of free throws with his team up 9, 13:32 remaining.
John's been the best player on the floor.
Yes, he has.
It's not even close.
16 points, 5 rebounds, first free throw straight through. Now 6 of 6 at the foul line. Mike Mitchell comes back in for the Gophers, replacing Isaac Asima. 17 points for Blackwell tonight. 10-point lead, Wisconsin, 43-33. Second attempt, Blackwell good again. He remains perfect. The Badgers remain perfect at the foul line. 44-33, Wisconsin, 13.5 minutes to play. Wisconsin 10 out of 10 at the stripe, 7 of those courtesy of John Blackwell. Frank Mitchell, top of the circle, hands off to Lakai Patterson. Feeds Garcia right wing. Shakes, moves in on Amos in the lane, goes up left hand, good.
Yeah, Garcia with five. Yeah, that's just too easy by X.
Yep.
I mean, it just is.
44-35, Wisconsin. 13:09 remaining. Amos throwing to Janicki. A pass for Crow. Scoops it to Blackwell. Back to Crow. Low on the left. Slam dunk, Stephen Crow. He has 9. The lead back to 11. As McGee knocks away the inbounds pass, Gophers will keep it. Well, now we're going to see Cameron Hunter coming into the game. He's going to give John Blackwell a little break with 12:56 to play. We mentioned a few times with Cameron, it's been a frustrating year for him. Injuries, he's dealt with illness on a couple of occasions this season, but now getting some run in the guts of a game. 12:50 to play, 46-35 Wisconsin. Brennan Rigsby on the right side. Janicki defends. A throw to Mitchell. Right of the circle. Feeds Rigsby. Tries a three. Right side. Good. Brennan Rigsby. Well, he is struggling shooting the ball this season. The last couple of games, not so much. 46-38 Wisconsin. Here's Kamari McGee. Baseline right. 12 and a half minutes remaining. 8-point lead Wisconsin. McGee for three. Right side. Off the rim. No good. Long rebound. Patterson. On the run for Minnesota. Scoops it to Rigsby off the right wing. Cut off by Amos. A throw out to Garcia. He'll try a three. Good. And here come the Gophers. 46-41 Wisconsin with 12:08 remaining. And Xavier Amos left of the circle. Feeds McGee. Bounce pass Crow. Right of the lane. Single coverage Mitchell out to Amos for three straight on. Off the rim. No good. Frank Mitchell the rebound for Minnesota. And now Brennan Rigsby against Jack Janicki. 11:48 to play. The lead is down to 5 for Wisconsin. Rigsby right lane line driving. Knocked away Janicki. And, oh, I thought it went off of Rigsby, but they say no. Last touch by Wisconsin as we have the under 12 media timeout. So the Gophers still punching and a long way to go here at the Barn. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. The healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 11:42 remaining. Wisconsin 46, Minnesota 41. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Upgrade your home with new outlets from Legrand. They have innovative outlets and light switches available in a variety of finishes and styles with features like USB Type-A and C charging ports. Brighten up your home and save big on Legrand outlets and light switches today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. Classes are fun here. I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
More than 6 million kids in the U.S. have ADHD, and many aren't getting the support they need. At Understood.org, we know that parents want to help, especially when their child has questions like,
why am I always falling behind? Why do I feel so alone?
We provide parents with the resources they need to help kids with ADHD thrive. Your child wants to thrive. Be the reason they do. Visit Understood.org/the reason to get started.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Back-to-back threes has Minnesota right back in the fight. 46-41. Wisconsin leads Minnesota with 11:42 remaining. Before we continue, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Butch, I mentioned there's just less than 13 minutes left in the game. Greg Gargott, Cameron Hunter in the game. We saw Xavier Amos. You know, this season when we've seen guys come in, and it's not just hold the fort to the under 12, it's get some things accomplished, and it was kind of a rough sequence there for X, who remains in the game. But that's a tough thing right now this team is going through, just trying to get a little bit more punch like we have seen this season off the bench.
Yeah, I mean, again, you look at this. Now there's five players that scored because Cutter got to the free throw line. But other than that, Cutter just has those two. That was it. And, you know, you try to weather it. You try to buy a minute, and you go. You know, Minnesota goes on a 6-0 run. So that's just the nature of the way this game has been tonight.
Rekhi Patterson, baseline right, will inbound, looking, and they get Rigsby in the lane, up and in.
And a foul.
And did they call it?
They did.
You had an official going down the other end of the floor, just beating the five-second count to get the ball inbounds. They get it to Rigsby for the and one, and the Badgers' lead is down to three.
And I don't know where the other official was going.
Yeah, I saw him going down there. Like, whoa.
I know.
The free throw for Rigsby is good, and now he's been a factor in the second half. And the Badgers lead down to two. A little three-quarter pressure on for Minnesota. Badgers break it. 46-44 Wisconsin. 11:30 remaining. That foul, by the way, was on Nolan Winter, his second. Here's Blackwell outside right for Wisconsin with 12 to shoot. Blackwell dribbles off the wing. In the lane, knocked away, and a foul is called. Getting loud in here. A little tough to hear the whistle.